Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos Bechoros, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yod Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Elu she'ein shochtim aleihem lo b'mikdash v'lo b'medina. The following things you cannot go ahead and shecht in the mikdash because they are considered bali mumin, but also you can't shecht them outside the Beis HaMikdash. And why is that? Because it's not a mum kavua, so the animal still retains its kedusha. So the Mishnah says the following include chavravad, right? What's a chavravad? V'hamayim she'enam kvuin. That's a certain sort of illness in the eye, which is a mum she'eno kavua. And chitav hapnimio shenifkemu avalosha nekru. Problems in the inner teeth that have cavities, but they haven't been removed. Balgarav is a certain type of skin element, which is a softness on the outside, not on the inside. Balyabelis is a certain element in the sclera of the eye, which ubal chazazis is some sort of element on the skin. Vizakin, and an animal, a bechor, that is too old. Becholah, or an animal that is shuddering and shivering because of its illness. Umezuan, it has a reach ra that comes out of it. Vishenevda bo avera, it was used for as a behema hanirvas. Vishahemis es adam, or an animal that killed somebody, whether it was al pi eid echad or al pi abaylim, whether the information came in from the eid echad or from the owners. Vitumtum vandroginus, or if you can't identify whether it's a male or a female, or it has the properties of a male and a female, lo b'mikdash v'lo b'medina, you can't bring these not in the mikdash, nor can you shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, ein mum gadol mizeh. Rabbi Shmuel says that when you have an androgynous, right, there's no bigger mum over there, because it's certainly considered a bal mum. V'chachamim omrim ein a bechor. The Chachamim hold that the androgynous animal is not a zachar, not an akeba. It's a beria bifnei atma. It's its own creation, and so therefore it doesn't become kadosh with kedushas bechora ela nigzas benevad. You can certainly benefit from the shearings and from the stuff that's there within the animal, and that's the way we pass in the halacha. Continuing on, the Mishnah continues, mum en elu bein kvuin bein overin, whether it's a mum kavua or a mum overis, poslim ba'adam, when we start dealing with human beings, the human being is considered pasul, and so therefore a kohen who has these mumen cannot do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Yosar leim ba'adam hakilon v'alifton v'amakfon v'sherosho shakur v'shekipas. The additional, there are some additional mumen, somebody who has a very pointy head, right, or somebody who has a head that looks like a turnip, or somebody who has a head that looks like a hammerhead. Right? That's good for a shark, but it's not good for a human being, or somebody whose head sinks down into a diagonal shape, or somebody whose head doesn't stick out somewhat in the back. It looks like his head, part of the back of his head was sliced off. And somebody who has a hunchback. Rabbi Yehuda Mashir, in such a situation, Ubalei Chatoteres, when you have a hunchback, Rabbi Yehuda says that's not considered a mum. V'chachamim poslim, but the chachamim say it is considered a mum, and so a kohen with a hunchback is not going to be able to do the avoda so long as there is no bone within there. If you have a bone to pick, maybe there is a difference of opinion. Bottom line is, we paskin like the Chachamim. We'll stop here and continue with the mumen of a Kohen when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.